This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593, 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today, 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Get ready, Louisiana! The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next. Blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Now, you can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this foggy Tuesday morning to the OPT Network. It's 7:37 a.m. and today is September 25th. Now, if you're traveling in, you know we always, always remind you about slowing down, staying engaged, and being mindful, especially through those school zones. But this morning, an extra special reminder. If you're traveling on the highway this morning, it was especially foggy. And I don't mean just a little bit of fog, very, very dense fog, especially on Highway 71, traveling north and south from the direction that we come from. And it was very, very dense. Lots of school buses on the highway this morning, driving very slowly and very carefully. And so this morning, if you're traveling in, until we got really, really in the city, did the fog lift. So we want to remind you, really get up, take your time this morning, and get there safely. And we said this morning as we were traveling in, you know, if people are walking, and we passed a couple of walkers because it's so nice and cool in the morning, and it's a great time for walkers to be out walking, but in the fog is a very, very dangerous time to be out walking. So you have people that are walking, you have kids that are standing at school bus stops, and you've got kids that are walking to school. So this morning, I want you to really pay close attention to all of your surroundings. We want to make sure that we're watching out and steering clear of our kids' rear. Make sure that you are not engaged in texting or using a cell phone this morning, as the weather is very, very tricky just with the fog. So please be careful as you're traveling in. And remember that the magic hour is 9 o'clock and school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. So please be mindful about those crossing guards, those school buses, school kids, and those school zones. Now, we want to remind you that our office address for all of those people that need help getting signed up for the Susan G. Komen, the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, here's our office address. You can address anything that you've got to OPT. The address is 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. And you can zip it up with 71302. And if you need to reach out by phone, the number is 318-445-5658. We're encouraging everybody to log on to www.komensinlaw.org and join a team. You can join On Point Talk's team. You can start your very own team. And if you choose not to be on a team, you can just register to walk, run, whatever it is that you choose to do. But we're asking you to be the change that you want to see in the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And we're going to tell you more about the race a little bit later in the show. We're going to tell you more about the super mega raffle. The list is growing. The tickets are on sale. And it's going to be another exciting fundraising season. Now, I want to switch gears just a little bit, DC, and I want to talk about the amazing folks on yesterday at the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. People who listen to the show know that one Monday out of every month, we go and we deliver food boxes to the seniors throughout Avoyelles Parish. And so yesterday was no different. We left the studio quickly and we went and got loaded up. And kudos to all of the great workers at the Food Bank of Central Louisiana who do an incredible job of moving people in and moving people out. And so then we drive to deliver those boxes and we get to the church, St. Paul Lutheran, where the brunt of the boxes are delivered. And we just want to say a special thank you, DC, to Nelson, Mr. Nelson and Miss Elise Pierre, who are people that have great servants' hearts, that have helped in the last couple of times that we've delivered the boxes to make the delivery and to make the experience even more incredible. We also want to thank, as always, Pastor Gallerson, Ronald Gallerson, Pastor Ronald Gallerson, and First Lady Linda Gallerson, who have incredible servants' hearts and are there every month to make sure that seniors are fed in their community. And we want to thank all of the great people down in Avoyelles Parish, especially at St. Paul Lutheran Church and the pastors and the First Lady for being the change that they want to see in making sure that their community is fed. It's an incredible experience. And what we learned about Nelson and Elise is that they got here via Katrina. And so we had a great time reminiscing about New Orleans and what a great city it is and the great foods that we all enjoy. And it's just good to know that there are servants in the world that will take their time to come out to make sure that people get their food boxes and make sure that our seniors are taken care of. And that's really what it's all about. It's about volunteerism. And so kudos to Nelson and Elise Pierre down in the big town of Mansoura, Louisiana. Y'all, it's going to be another great morning, and we have got lots on point this morning, so we want you to stay with us. We're going to tell you what's coming up next. We're going to talk about some community things that are happening, and then we're going to talk to an incredible author that is a woman after my own heart, talking about happiness and her new book, Instant Happy. So there's a lot on point. We want you to stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we'll have lots more. So stay on point. We're back right after this.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business, and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk Show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is on point to serve Rapides and surrounding areas. The number for State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team is area 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network on this Tuesday morning, remember it's foggy outside, dense fog if you're in Senlaw, Central Louisiana. So if you're traveling in, please make sure that you're driving carefully. Switching gears this morning, we are joined by the Community Development Coordinator, Kyle May, of the Arts Council of Central Louisiana. And really, exposure to lifelong learning in the arts creates healthier individuals and communities, as well as more enriched and fulfilling lives. The Arts Council of Central Louisiana exists to broaden the impact of art and culture through serving and supporting those arts and organizations who create the art that shapes the lives of our friends and our neighbors. And this morning, Kyle is joining us to talk about the annual Autumn Art Walk. Kyle, good morning and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Good to be here.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the annual Art Walk and what that means for people that have no idea that it exists.
All right. Well, the Art Walk, it's a biannual event that exists to support the local artists of Central Louisiana, the great artists of Central Louisiana. It's an evening of community just gathering and fellowship where we can come together as a community to support these local artists and to support the arts as a whole. There's lots of things going on downtown. There's live music that's going to be there. All the restaurants and all the things are going to be open that are downtown. We have live painting demonstrations by Marcus White. He's going to be doing another body painting.
And Marcus White is? Mm-hmm.
Marcus White is a local Alexandria resident, and he's going to be doing another body painting.
And we talked about this for the last Art Walk. He is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And he's doing body painting, so he's actually got a live person that he's going to be painting. And that's got to be an amazing event to see for all of those people who've never seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And so talk about what else people can expect for the Art Walk.
All right. All the museums are going to be open as well. Alexandria Museum of Art is going to have their current exhibit going on. River Oaks Art Center is going to be having an exhibit reception that's going on. They're going to have a DJ there. Arna Bonton African-American Museum is also going to be open and have activities for kids. The Treehouse Museum is also going to be open down 3rd Street. They're going to be open as well with activities for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot going on downtown. We want to get as many people down there as we can just to support not only the community but also the artists in our communities.
Right. And, you know, I don't think that people really realize how important it is to support the locals in terms of their art.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an opportunity for the entire community to go out and see what our local artists are really doing.
Mm-hmm.
In the community.
Yeah, we have such fantastic artists in the city that people just don't know about, which is sad because they're fantastic. They're top-notch, high-quality artists doing everything from painting to crocheting to knitting to body painting. So it should be a great event.
Absolutely. And there's a real move to get the people of this city and surrounding areas into the downtown area, and it's really becoming a culture. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, the downtown area. It's a cultural arts district designated by the state as a cultural arts district. So all handmade original artwork is tax free, and we're just trying to revitalize the downtown area because it's really, really just almost dead. Because you have some businesses down there, but after 5 o'clock, there's hardly anything going on down there. So we want to just try to bring more people down there, bring more life to the downtown area to help revitalize the downtown area of the city.
But it seems, Kyle, that it is growing because we've been downtown on occasion, and it seems like there's more bustling going about and more people moving toward the culture of downtown.
Yeah, it's a slow but sure process, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
So just we have to keep the process going, and the Art Walk is a great way to do that.
Absolutely. Another movement we talk about on the show all the time, that with any movement, the way that the movement continues is that it's got to be moving. Mm-hmm. And so we want to move people in the direction of the mm-hmm. art walk. Now tell people when it's going to be happening. Tell the community when the art walk is going to be
going
on.
All right, the art walk is going to be on Friday, October 5th from 4 to 9 p.m. in the Cultural Arts District of downtown.
Absolutely. And so that's Friday, October 5th, Friday evening starting at 4 o'clock, and it's going to go until 9 p.m., and it's a great family mm-hmm. event. Yes. It's a great opportunity to take kids out mm-hmm. to see what's going on with artistry and the artist, and just to see the various different amazing things that mm-hmm. are downtown that we don't even really see on a daily yeah. basis because we don't take the time. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some other things that are going to be going on downtown, too, that I want you to talk about that you mm-hmm. guys have coming up.
Yeah. All right. Well, the next event we have is the next film in our Southern Circuit Film of Independent Filmmakers on October 16th. That's a film entitled An Encounter with Simone Weil. The next event...
Encounter with Simone Weil.
Simone Weil. She was a French moral philosopher.
Okay.
And then it's part of the series that brings the filmmakers to the viewing. So we view the film, and then there's a question and answer session with the filmmaker after.
Mm-hmm.
If the audience members want to get more in-depth knowledge of the process or mm-hmm. what was going on when they were making the film. So mm-hmm. it's a great... another great communal experience
mm-hmm.
that brings people away from their TVs and movie screens by themselves mm-hmm. and connects them with the filmmakers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you wanted to send a shout out to somebody
yeah.
this morning.
Yeah.
See, you'd forgotten.
Yeah, I want to thank Sinlaw Music for providing the sound for Art Walk there, providing the PA system that we're using.
Uh-huh.
And also I'd like to thank Paragon Casino Resort for providing us with financial support.
And so what's the most important thing, Kyle, that you want people to know and to experience with this year's Autumn Art Walk?
I think the most important thing is something that we try to emphasize at the Arts Council, that art changes everything. It really does, and we want people to experience that and become a part of that change.
Mm-hmm. And how does art change everything?
Well, for me, it uplifts me, and with regards to visual arts or music, it uplifts me, it brightens my day, it increases my self-esteem, it just makes everything better.
Absolutely. The Autumn Art Walk Central Louisiana is happening on October 5th, Friday evening from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you are cordially invited. It is free
mm-hmm.
and open to the public. Kyle May is the Community Development Coordinator. We want to thank you for all that you do to keep mm-hmm. the movement of art and culture moving right here in Central Louisiana. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning mm-hmm. with us right
thanks
here.
Thanks for having me on
the OPT Network. Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody. Stay on point, but we're back right after this. Now you're coming out the side of your face. We're tapping right into your memory bank. Same. So click at the ticket. Let's see your seatbelt fastened. Trunk rattling like 2 minutes in the back seat wrestling. Speaker box vibrate the tag. Make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that BASS bass? But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that BASS bass? All I do Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next. Blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49%.
9% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a Heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or texting.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting. Oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal. The simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart and dedicated to excellence. Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville and also McDonald's of Alexandria.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Now this morning, if you're just joining the OPT Network, it's 8:03. Today is Tuesday, September 25th, and we're switching gears. And you know how every single morning I like to tell you that you can have what you say, and it all starts with your thinking. And what you're thinking about, if you're thinking about those good, positive things and they come out of your mouth, that no matter what it is, if you believe that you're going to have a great day and great things, if you begin to verbalize those things, that they will happen. Well, we found an incredible author that's talking about instant happiness. And let me tell you a little bit about Karen Samuelson. She's a motivational speaker. She's a designer and best-selling author of more than 25 books, including How to Be Happy, Damn It, Enough, Damn It, The Bounce Back Book. She's also an online columnist for O, the Oprah Magazine, Psychology Today, The Huffington Post, Positively Positive, and AOL, and she has worked as a creative consultant and brand strategist for the likes of MTV, Nickelodeon, L'Oreal, and Avon, just to name a few. She lives in New York, and we welcome Karen Samuelson to the OPT Network for the very first time. Her book is Instant Happy. Karen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So happy to have you all the way from New York City this morning. You know,
happy to be here.
Absolutely. Every author that we talk to, I'm always interested in how their books are birthed. And this morning we're talking about your latest book, Instant Happy. How was that book birthed in your spirit?
Well, in every word, in the usage of the word birthed is very appropriate because it's a happy accident birth. First, I had a purposeful birth. I did IVF, and I got pregnant. I'm a late in life mommy. And so I have my miracle baby.
Uh-huh.
And after he was born, I went to, you know, write books and do what I always do. And for some reason, I had like some kind of mommy brain thing. It was harder for me to sit down and write long passages for book.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always loved design, and my books have always been very much design oriented, like mm-hmm. How to Be Happy, Damn It, which you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very strong on the design. I love a good font.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can actually sit and just read font books, and mm-hmm. it's like fun. I'm like, ooh, look at that font, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And so after he was born, I started to do these posters instead of writing. And I put together like some motivational idea with a stylish design, and I started posting them on Facebook. And very quickly, they went wildly viral. Like some of my posters got shared over a million times.
Wow.
So, yeah. And so from that, I then had an art show at a place called Resource Furniture here mm-hmm. in New York, which is a high-end furniture store. They put up all my art. And then I got a book deal with Random House for Instant Happy. And here we are talking today.
Wow. And you know what I love most about your story, Karen, as in many of the stories that we tell, that you left your job to find that thing that you were passionate about and that you felt purposeful about, and that was writing. Before we start talking about Instant Happy, because I think it is an incredible book and it's delightful, I want you to talk about the idea of leaving a job, not just any job, but a good paying job, to find your purpose and your passion.
Well, I definitely believe that the purpose of your life is to find and do the purpose of your life. You know, when you're in flow is when you're at your happiest. And actually, when you're using your signature strengths and stretching yourself, you know, you need that little stretch
mm-hmm.
too. In fact, studies show that, you know, things that you think might make you happy actually don't. Like just sitting around doing nothing, watching TV
mm-hmm.
is, you think that's relaxing. No, it's very bad on like the happiness points because you're not stretching yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in advertising, I was making a lot of money, but I was not happy because I wasn't really doing what I really wanted to do, which was to write things that got me thinking as I'm writing them and that got others thinking when they read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I don't even know, even with a poster as well as my books, I don't know exactly what I'm going to write or what I'm going to design until I sit down to do it, like in a way the computer is my Ouija board,
mm-hmm.
and I'm at the keys. I'm like, oh, so that's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm feeling. You know, I enter into like this other kind of flow zone.
Right.
And so I kept thinking, I got to quit advertising, but then it was paying well and I was doing well. And
mm-hmm.
like friends and family were going, how could you quit? You're doing well. But then I thought,
Let me stop you right
yeah.
there, Karen, because that is the question that is on the hearts and minds of many that are listening to our conversation this morning. How do you quit? How do you quit a job that society says is amazing, that it does pay the bills, you've got great benefits? How do you quit to follow something that is very uncertain? How do you do that?
Well, you really need to have to amp up. I say one of my posters that I did recently on Facebook was don't shrink your dreams, supersize your courage and your abilities.
Mm.
So you have to amp up, you have to make a list of why you want it. A strong enough why helps you figure out how. So you figure out why you want it, you get yourself really convinced that what you want to do really matters. You know, then somehow or other will make an impact that people will want what you want to do, and that actually will help you to grow and change and be your happiest self. So a strong enough why helps you figure out the how. So I just focused on, you know, must be published. I can make this happen because, and some of my reasons why I convinced myself I could do it was I told myself if I'm doing well in an area that I don't even want to be in,
mm-hmm.
if I applied that same zen of success to an area that I want, where I even have passion for it, because passion is like this fuel that can help you jump over obstacles in a single bound when you're really passionate about why you want something.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured I can do well in this area that I'm thrilled to be in versus this other area where I feel kind of like not happy in.
Right.
So I quit and didn't tell the naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell my parents and the friends that were against this until after I quit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have the courage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kept focusing on, again, my strengths and my passions. I would go to bookstores. My first book was a novel, and I'd envision my book on the bookshelf. My last name is Salmonson, and I thought I'd be next to Salinger, you know, J.D. Salinger. So that kind of gave me a giggle. So, you know, I kept, like, doing things where I kept my hopes and beliefs strong.
Right. And so how did you push past, Karen, the fear of will people, not first of all, not only will people buy my book, but will I be able to get my book published? How do you push past that?
I stayed in a passionate state. I got myself really excited, and I figured I would figure it out how to get published. You figured you'd figure it out? You know, one of the things I say when I'm in a challenging spot, which, by the way, still happens, you know, it's
uh-huh.
like it doesn't even matter how many books you sell. Each book is like a new book, but the new problems, the new challenges.
Right.
But one of the mantras that I tell myself is I am smarter than this problem. I am stronger than this problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure there must be a way out of this. There must be. And you remind yourself other people have gotten published. A good metaphor that I've told in seminars is, let's say you came to visit me in New York.
Okay.
And you said, you know, Karen, while I'm here, I want to visit the Empire State Building,
mm-hmm.
right? And I said, oh, great. You know, this is sort of how you get there. And you kind of listen, but you're like, kind of like, so you kind of not sure exactly you understood. So you try to get to the Empire State Building and you keep getting lost. Now, if you told yourself, well, that must be because the Empire State Building doesn't exist, there's no way to get there,
mm-hmm.
I give up. No.
Mm-hmm.
If you remind yourself, Karen's been to the Empire State Building, other people
mm-hmm.
have been to the Empire State, it's possible to get to the Empire State Building, I can figure out how to get to the Empire State Building. How did other people get there? Let me look. Do I have a map that's old? Maybe I need an updated map. Maybe
mm-hmm.
there's new ways to get to the Empire State Building. But as long as you believe it's possible to get to the Empire State Building, you can find a way
mm-hmm.
to get to the Empire State Building. So the Empire State Building being, for me, wanting to be a published author. Other people have been published. It's possible. Let me figure out how to get published.
I love that, Karen. The word possibility is one that we try to use daily. If you believe that it's possible, then it is possible. We're going to take a quick break here. Karen Samuelson is our guest. Her book is called Instant Happy. It is an incredible book, and I can't wait to share it with you. Stay with us. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said. Read the books your father read. Trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you. Others take a different view.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service,
supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there. And we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks are trying to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. You know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts, but the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, Get Wired Satellites, and McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the OPT this morning, we're joined by Karen Samuelson. Her book is called Instant Happy, 10-Second Attitude Makeovers. And we want to say congratulations this morning, Karen. Your book reached number 13 on Amazon's Happiness Books list today. And so...
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. So talk about Instant Happy, Karen, and why you came up with the concept.
Well, we live in a very time-challenged world, and so sometimes it's hard to sit down to read like an entire self-help book. And as I mentioned before, after I had the baby, I was feeling a little like mommy-brained, and I was feeling more challenged writing a long self-help book. But that matches with people finding time to read them. So my solution was to create these posters, which work as what's called in the neuro-linguistic programming as a pattern interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So the posters themselves are very bright colored, happy colors immediately, like you look at it and they're happy posters, with feisty yet inspiring words on them. The kind of sometimes they're so surprising the way that they're worded that they can kind of get you to jump out of a negative thought loop, and create a pattern interrupt. And they're the type of thing that people want to put up on their walls. Mm-hmm. They want to keep it nearby. But just people look forward to reading them every morning on my Facebook page, which has grown phenomenally since I started posting these. When I started to do them, I had like 300 people or something, like really minimal, on my Facebook fan page.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have close to 67,000 people on my Facebook fan page
because
the posters are shared. Yeah.
Amazing. And so how did you come up with like each quote? Because I love all of the quotes. They're all amazing. And then you have their favorites. And you say even bad days have happy moments. You know, how do you come up with the whole concept of each quote or each feeling or thought that you've added to the book?
They're all things that come to me in the morning. Like I have my morning cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And so coffee plus like meditation equals poster. Like, you know, like I sit there as I'm drinking my coffee. I'm like, what am I feeling today? What am I thinking today? You know, what's on my mind today? What's bugging me today?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like if I write it from my own place of understanding, you know, how people can feel. Because as I said before, even with books, I might have a lot of books published, but it doesn't mean that I stop having trouble, you know, with selling a book to a publisher, selling a book to people. You know, you're always, life is always going to give you ebb and flow.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a good thing to understand. That way, when you're ebbing and not flowing, you don't say, you know, you don't overreact to the ebb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just say, I ride this out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So if I'm having a bad day, then this thought occurred to me, even, you know, don't let a bad day make you feel like you have a bad life, or even a bad day has happy moments.
Mm-hmm.
Look for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Or with my baby, one of my more viral posters I came up with was, if you don't believe in miracles, perhaps you've forgotten you are one.
Wow.
And I did that with a photo of a baby's foot, and the words were written in the foot. And that's one of the ones that was shared like a million times.
Mm-hmm.
And that was written from my own place because I feel so lucky to be a late in life mom. And it just reminded me that we're all miracles to be here.
And so where does the wisdom come from that you have shared, not only in your books, but on your Facebook, on your website? Where does that wisdom come from, Karen? Have you ever thought about it?
That's a really deep question. you know, I think I was always kind of a philosophical person, even as like a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as happy, my mom tells the story of how I first learned to walk, that I took a couple steps, fell, and giggled. And I kind of taught myself how to walk in a day because I didn't give up and I just kept laughing. And that, I think, is why my self-help brand has humor in it. You know, it's called, I call it self-help for people who wouldn't be caught dead doing self-help, you know, because I kind of put in a little humor and stylish graphics and everything. I try to make it fun to deal with your problems if that's possible. Like my book, The Bounce Back Book, has a red rubber cover, a symbolic red rubber cover on the outside, and inside are the resiliency psychology tools. So while you're reading the book, you kind of start to feel better immediately because the book has this whimsy about it. And then I guess also, I just remember when I was a kid, just being wired in such a way to think about these things. I always loved to read Psychology Today magazine. I remember when I was even like, I think I was like 12 or 13. I had two subscriptions coming to the house, Mad Magazine and Psychology Today.
Mm-hmm.
And I joke, if you put Mad Magazine and Psychology Today in a blender and pressed frappe, you get my books. Because, like, I have the humor and the graphics, mm-hmm. but then I do have, a lot of my books are filled with, like, research.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you would find. I write for Psychology Today now.
Right. Isn't that ironic, huh?
Yeah, it's cool. It's, like, so cool.
And so when you're working for all of these other advertisers, you know, before you start working for yourself, what goes into how you will ultimately brand yourself?
So how I figured out how to, well, that's an interesting question. A lot of things are the answer of it's a happy accident. It's mm-hmm. a happy accident. It's problem solving on mm-hmm. some level. I always loved reading psychology. As I told you, when I was a kid, I read Psychology Today, and that just didn't stop. I always gobbled up psychology books, although I was a film major and a philosophy minor.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading all these self-help books, and I found myself embarrassed to be seen reading a self-help book. I would rip off the paper cover, and I would sit in a cafe reading it so nobody would see that I'm reading a self-help book. And then I would also offer the self-help books I was reading to friends to read, and they'd be insulted.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know,
why do you think they were insulted, and why were you embarrassed about reading self-help books?
Right? Because they kind of, it's like a little like you need a self-help book. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's sort of like, you know, and that's how my friends felt when I would give, like, oh, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You think I need a self-help?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot. You know,
mm-hmm.
so I kind of thought, you know, there's a need to create self-help books that you can give to a friend as a gift, and they're not going to punch you in the face. You
mm-hmm.
know, like, mm-hmm. I need a, or self-help books that you're even proud to leave mm-hmm. out on, you know, your coffee table.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am. I am trying to improve myself and become my highest potential. You know, so these are books that kind of are written for people that want to thrive
mm-hmm.
and written with an attitude that's not talking down to them, but talking with them as a friend,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I felt there was a need in the marketplace for that.
Mm-hmm.
And when How to Be Happy Damn came out, it was really unusual because it was wildly designed and it sold super well. First off, at Urban Outfitters, where it was their number one best-selling book for 2 years in a row.
Wow.
Because it was a shock to see a self-help book that had like this big orange flower on the front, and you open it up and it's
mm-hmm.
just all full of like designs, and the wording in it is more friendly, and you know, so and then there seemed to be a, you know, further need in the marketplace where it's you know, sometimes when people are depressed, that's when it's harder to even sit and read a book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's scary to have change. And so I kind of lead them through how to change their life with humor and, you know, with unusual metaphors, the way I gave you the Empire State
mm-hmm.
Building metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
I like to find metaphors, like even if I'm not using a visual, my words are visual. Like that story is visual.
Very much so.
So I think people learn best through unusual metaphors and, you know, that help them remember it.
Right,
know?
Right. And so this is what I want you to do for all of those people that are listening, because I truly believe in the whole psychology of what you have written in the book. And I just want to share with people that it's not a book in the traditional sense. It's bright, it's bold. The letters, the font, as you talked about earlier, is very large and very, very bold, very easy to read. And they're just little quotes or thoughts or ideas that will make your day brighter. I want you to talk to those people this morning, before we've got to let you go, Karen, about happiness and what you've learned about happiness. Because happiness really is a decision, isn't it?
It is a choice. It is a choice. It's a choice in how to respond to whatever comes your way. And it's a choice to stay focused on what it is that you want. You know, to be aware of everything, you
mm-hmm.
know, but, you know, do not be completely focused so much that you can get sideswiped. But, you know, it's the choice to stay focused on how you are going to find your way to happiness. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can't get what you want by focusing on what you don't want. you know. So I say 20% on the problem, 80% on the solution, where you can stay focused on how to get where you want to go. And to focus on gratitude is a big one for staying happy. And in many ways, gratitude is the antidote to depression because it reminds you of all the blessings that you do have. That way you have the energy to move through challenging times.
Absolutely. And I want to share with our listeners, Karen, one of my favorite thoughts that came from your book. It says, the best things happen at the exit ramp from your comfort zone. I love that. I think the book is absolutely incredible. I think it's going to be a blessing to many. I want you to tell people how they can connect with you and where and how they can get your book.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, my name is Salmonson, but Karen Salmonson, but everybody misspells it, mangles it, and they're always going Salmonson, Salmonson. So to help people find me, my website is not salmon, because I'm always going not salmon, not salmon. So it's notsalmon.com. And once they get to my website, they can find my Facebook page and my Twitter. My Twitter is not salmon. And I guess it's easy, too. My Facebook now is, you know, Facebook, facebook.com/notsalmon.
Absolutely.
Again, yeah, it's hard to spell my name. So
It is a little bit challenging. But for all of those people who need instant happy, it's Instant Happy is the book. Karen Salmonson, it's spelled Salmanson. She's a best-selling author of How to Be Happy, Damn It. It's a great book, 10-Second Attitude Makeovers. Karen, thank you so much for spending the very busiest and the best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you. It was fun.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back on point right after this.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Arnesia Wilson, a contestant in the Miss Black Louisiana Pageant 2013, and I would like to thank Harlech Christmas and the OPT Network for helping bring positive attention to the Miss Black Louisiana campaign. Thanks, Team OPT, for your inspiring support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Like a Good Neighbor. Your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is in Of Oils Parish. To serve all of Of Oils Parish, the number to phone, 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to hicksandhasit.com. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oils Parish. Now, if you're just joining us, we want to thank again the author of more than 25 books, Karen Samuelson. The book is called Instant Happy. She's the best-selling author of How to Be Happy, Damn It. And it just really, really gives you pause, or it gives me pause about being happy and making the decision to be happy. And so if you're looking to pick yourself up, it's a book that you certainly will be happy to pick up and really think about the ideas and the things that she's talking about in the book. Switching gears just a little bit, you know, I talked earlier about the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and that's one of the many things that we do to volunteer. And that really, DC, it makes us instantly happy.
Absolutely.
And it really makes us happy when we're driving throughout the state, throughout various different cities, and people see the OPT cruiser like George Alexander did on yesterday, and they just pull right up to it.
Absolutely.
George is just a fine fella, and he has a vault company, Alexander Vault Company, in the Mansour area. And he stopped and just started talking, and the next thing you know, I was at his shop.
At his vault shop. It's a place, I told DC, I said, you know, we showcase a lot of companies and we talk about a lot of businesses, but vaults has never been one of them.
And I'm going to tell you, George does a phenomenal job with vaults. He has a phenomenal story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to listen to him tell his story of how he came about having his own vault company, mm-hmm. was inspiring it unto itself. I mean, and it was a joy to meet him. He and one of his workers, and they were just, I just had a really, really fine time talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he really inspired me with the way his company was brought about,
mm-hmm.
and came into fruition.
And the pride that he had and the work ethic that he displayed. And really, every person that we meet along the way, and that's why it was so moving when Karen talked about possibility, because his story is very much one of those stories that speaks to possibility. And the fact that he got hurt on his job,
absolutely.
Building vaults or working for another vault company, and was out of work for a while.
Absolutely. He took 6 months off, and he didn't sue the people or anything that he was working for.
Mm-hmm.
When he went back to his job, they said that they had some people that can do it, and they didn't need him anymore.
Right.
So what George did was started his own vault company.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, the people who actually did that to him ended up selling them all of their assets in their company, and now they actually do business with him.
And
they send all their vault business to him, and he builds, I mean, beautiful. When I say beautiful vaults, they are absolutely beautiful.
And you're trying to figure out what a beautiful vault is, but let
concrete. It is perfectly smooth,
mm-hmm.
perfectly square. It is absolutely beautiful. And if you go to St. Paul Lutheran, you'll see a lot of his work.
Right. And so, like, after he literally just pulled up to the cruiser, and he says to DC, I want you to come to my shop.
Absolutely.
And I say, well,
I was bold.
I said, DC, well, we don't even know this person, and we're following him to I don't know where, to his shop. And so in good faith, we do follow George Alexander to his vault shop. And it is one of those amazing stories, and I think it really correlates with Instant Happy, because one of the things that she talks about in the book, one of the ideas, and I just call them ideas because one idea will give life to the next. She says, go for your dreams. Don't be a wuss. Don't let people who have never pursued their dreams try to talk you out of pursuing yours. And he has an incredible story of just DC not quitting.
Absolutely.
After he gets hurt on his job and is off 6 months by no fault of his own, and then he goes back and they say, we no longer have a job for you.
Absolutely. And what struck me is George is a man of honor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, instead of suing and trying to, you know, what, instead of, you know, what he decided to do was just say, you know what, I'm going to just start my own business because I know how to do the business. I've been doing this 25 plus years.
Right.
And now his business is thriving.
Now,
and if anybody needs a vault, let me give George's number since I'm plugging him.
And I wanted to say I said to DC yesterday, I said, you know, we hate to think about needing a vault. And you said,
and if you need one, you want to get somebody that's going to do it proper.
And you said, we're all going to need one, though.
Absolutely. We're all going to need one. And George does it the right way. And his number, if you need one, is 318-305-0786. And that's Alexander Vault Company. His last name is Alexander, not to be confused with Alexandria.
Right. And you know what? The quote that I had mentioned earlier is apropos or very appropriate for George and all of the Georges out there in the world. The best things happened at the exit ramp.
Absolutely.
From your comfort zone. See, so he had to exit off of where he was, come out of his comfort zone, and step into really the unknown. But he had the gift. He had the ability.
Absolutely.
And all he had to do was to do it.
And the final thing that George said to me as I was leaving is to say, you see how God works?
You see how God works. And that's a word, DC, for every single person that is listening to this broadcast this morning. If you have come to that exit ramp in life and you are making that proverbial shift, whether you've gotten fired from your job, you've gotten laid off, you've gotten downsized, or you just have decided to move out, whatever the reasons, you're at that exit ramp. And let me show you how amazing God is and how he shows us things so that we can really see them. And Karen and I had so much of a spiritual connection because morning time is my time, my prayer time, my quiet time. Well, what God has been showing me is he's been showing us animals, most especially birds. Well, last week, as we were traveling around in the cruiser, we saw tons of geese in a church parking lot. I mean, there's just no reason that we could see why these geese had converged on this church's parking lot. And so we moved on and we just kind of kept looking until they got out of our view. And then yesterday when we were coming back from Mansoura, after we had delivered all of the food boxes, we saw in a McDonald's parking lot, to the side of the parking lot, just a flock of birds. And these are the kind of birds that we see when we're fishing. They're the little white birds, not the tall ones with long legs, but the little short ones. About how tall? Maybe about a foot high, with the little, like, sort of orangey yellow legs. Well, there was just a flock of these birds in the parking lot. And then yesterday afternoon, the thing that we love to do the most, fishing, we're in the boat, and we see a deer. DC had to video it because you would not believe it. You see a deer in the water, we think it's a dog. Then we get closer, it's a deer swimming across the lake. I kid you not. Well, the moral of the story is this, and this is what God was saying. Provision will be waiting when you get there. And I know that is a word for somebody. Provision will be there waiting for you when you get there. And this morning as I was meditating, God reminded me about the prophet that he sent to the widow. And she said, well, if I make you a cake, I won't have enough for me and my boy. He says, no, just trust me. Go on ahead and make that cake and you'll be okay. Well, provision will be waiting for you on the other side when you get there. So no matter where you are, remember what we talked about. We're going to continue to tell you, don't quit. Don't quit. If you don't quit and you don't get weary and you keep it moving, you stay in the flow, when you get there, the provision will be there. But guess what? If you're like the deer, that he's probably saying, okay, God, there are alligators in the water, but I need to get to the other side. Well, forget about it. He just throws caution to the wind, the perils of the lake, and we said, boy, if an alligator catches him down bad, he's done. But he just stepped on into the lake, swam like crazy to get to the other side, and I guarantee you that his provision was waiting on the other side. And it's so incredible, and it makes me so happy this morning to look and see how God uses the universe and all of the things in the universe to really show us life's lessons. Y'all, you're on point. It's Tuesday morning. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunky. The number to phone, 318-346-2540 in Opelousas. The number is 337-942-9939. And you know, I just love to share those little thoughts and those little stories and those things that I get in my spirit. And I said this morning to God as I was getting ready, I said, you know, Lord, after a while, it might sound like I'm being preachy. And God said, well, don't worry about that. You're not a preacher. You're just an ambassador. And you give the word as I give it to you. And so we hope that those words, those experiences will encourage you to look around your surroundings and see what God is really trying to say to you. And that's why we work so very hard to bring in people. Even though we didn't bring George Alexander in, D.C., we brought his story in because it was very much a story that inspired us. It was a story of possibility.
Absolutely. And we may have to get George in here to tell that story himself because it is very inspiring.
Because we didn't really do it justice, but no. We just gave sort of the short version of the story. But
George can talk, too. He doesn't have any problem talking.
But we love to meet people. George, welcome to the network. Thank you for listening.
He's been listening. That's why he pulled the truck over.
But we love to meet people with great stories because, as I said to Karen during the break, every time we share a story, every time you share your story with us, we try to bring it to the masses because we believe that one story will give life to maybe your story, and then your story will be the next. And the next story that we want to talk about is something that we are so incredibly moved by, and that's the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. The Race for the Cure. A lot of people have asked on this particular journey, well, who is Susan? Well, Susan was a real person who died very young from breast cancer back in the early 80s when we really didn't know a lot about breast cancer. And her sister, Nancy Brinker, who was the ambassador of the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, the founder. When she came on last year, she spoke about Nancy and she gave a real live face, to Susan. And she let us know that Susan was a woman who was married, who had children, who had a family and a life. And so that's why we are one of the reasons why we're so passionate about being the change that we want to see in eradicating breast cancer in this great movement, D.C. And the movement continues, and it continues with the Super Mega Raffle.
That's it.
It's getting bigger, just as it did last time. It's picking up ahead of steam. It's picking up steam, and we're starting to get really, really excited about it. And, DC, let's talk about the list as it's growing.
The list is growing. As a matter of fact, the top, at the top of the list is Dillard's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For the style of your life, Dillard's.
Yes, indeed. And we look forward to those beautiful gift baskets that Dillard's is preparing right now. They probably have prepared them as we speak. They made beautiful baskets last year, and they have done so again this year with a men's fragrance basket.
Absolutely.
And one for the women.
Absolutely. So each, there would be a basket for men, four or five bottles of high dollar cologne, and the same for women.
Absolutely.
Those baskets are valued at about $250 each.
Absolutely. So that's a great, great get. Also, Spa Beliza. We want to thank Marcy at Spa Beliza for donating a facial and a pedicure.
Tobacco Plus has given a gas card again.
Again. And we want to thank Top Flight Automotive and Steve Figgins, D.C. for
yes,
that
indeed.
182-piece toolkit.
It's a fine toolkit.
Very, very masculine toolkit. It's a really, really nice-looking toolkit, and it's something that anybody would be happy to have.
Broad Construction Company.
Broad Construction Company did a hunter's pack, and D.C. went through the pack. What do you think about the pack?
The pack is nice. It's some really, really nice things in the pack for the hunter.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to really be able to appreciate that. Johnny Carino's, Dinner for Two.
Dinner for Two. Logan's Roadhouse, Dinner for two.
Texas Roadhouse, Dinner for Two.
Mm-hmm. Hana Japanese Steakhouse, Dinner for Two.
Now, some people, we're saying Dinner for Two, but most of these things are $50. You know, somebody might want to, you know.
Break it down.
If they eat like you. You know, that's dinner for four.
Well, I don't know. And like you now, because you have very much lightened up on your eating. So you might be able to take four people on that.
Raisin canes?
Raisin canes.
Yeah, I'm up to 25 pounds in the loss bracket.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm coming back down and looking like myself. People are saying my face is sort of, it's not as fat anymore.
Yeah, so we could really do a lot of damage. We could take some people in to do damage on these gift cards. So Raising Cane's, we want to thank them. We also want to thank Sombrero's Mexican Restaurant.
Dinner for Two.
Dinner for Two. Chili's, always faithful. They have given gift cards as well, Dinner for Two.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Hot wings. They got some good wings over there, don't they?
Spicy wings.
Yeah, they got a lot of great variety. You can go and watch the game and have your feel of wings while you're doing that. And next on the list is what?
McAllister's Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And they have dinner or lunch for two. And J&J Exterminating is putting together another termite treatment package,
mm-hmm.
which is valued at about $800.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you need to get your home treated for termites, and most mortgage companies require that you have that.
Mm-hmm. And also, we want to remind people, as we were talking about the West Nile virus yesterday with Blake Roy from J&J Exterminating. J&J Exterminating is one of those companies, D.C., that makes extermination affordable. Whatever you need, they will come out to your home free of charge, and they will assess what you need. And then after they talk it over with you, they will create a budget that will work for you. So fear not. J&J Exterminating is a local company that has been in this community and been in the state of Louisiana for 50 years, and they're here to serve you. And next on the list is Outback Steakhouse, D.C.
The Steakhouse.
Very, very generous. Listen, all of these companies have given incredibly great gift certificates, and we've only just begun, D.C.
Only just begun. Of course, we'll be stacking up folks and items until the day we have the drawing.
Absolutely, and we want to thank all of those businesses that have donated gift certificates and donated their company's name and added to this great movement, and we want to thank all of you. And if you're traveling throughout the state and you see the OPT Cruiser, if you pull it over, we'd love to hear your story. We'd love for you to send your donations. You can send those to our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. We want you to sign up for the race. D.C., we have been inundated with phone calls with people asking us to help. Help us sign up for the race. We're happy to do it. All you got to do is give us a phone call at our offices at 318-445-5658. And we love the fact that you're saying you're getting loads of people to join you to join us. And it's not just about On Point Talk. This is about a movement. But we love it if you join our team. We love it if you start a team. Y'all, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Tuesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Wednesday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation.